Good morning.
Good morning.
You should get on early.
Yeah.
Did you watch me drawing my pictures?
Well, I saw you moving. I said something to you when you first came on. And then...
Oh, I just now came on.
Oh, well, somebody was on, and they were moving pictures around or something.
Well, I was doing the pictures. I was on the WebEx, but I wasn't on the phone.
Oh, I see. Okay, no wonder you didn't respond. Good reason for not.
I had. Last night, I made a whole bunch of these soldiers and boats and things, and the power went out, and I thought I had saved them, but I guess I must not have, and knocked them all out, and so I just did those this morning. This is our inflammation explanation. Well, good morning, some other people. Who's on the call? Sounds like, oh, let's see. Steve would have his phone on for the, that would be one. So it's 6:58, so everybody should be getting here pretty quick.
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you have Dr. Nighy's book that he wrote, Karen?
I don't. What's it called?
It's the one he wrote about osteodynts, about bone health.
Really?
It's gold. It's got a gold cover.
Really?
I haven't read it. I read some parts of it, but not much. And so I'm going to get it and read that whole thing. Oh. I want to know what he says particularly about inflammation.
Particularly about what?
About inflammation.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Clyde about that. You know,
and he has a separate paper also about I got to study that as well.
Yeah.
Now that I... Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Ruth.
And who are you also?
My name's Monty Deeds, and I'm from Olympia, Washington.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're there. I thought you were going to have no electricity forever, Monty.
Well, it came on yesterday at 2. We lost it again about 5 last night, and came on about 10, and so here I am.
Well,
been a rough
very. Day. I was going to call you up today.
No, 6 days without power.
Oh,
power, water,
terrible.
No computer. Ah. Almost went nuts.
Monty, how have you been staying warm if you have no power?
Well, I live in a country, and my neighbor had a little, called a buddy heater. It's a little propane heater.
Yeah?
And so I'd run it about an hour and a half in the morning and in the afternoon, and that'd be just before I went to bed. Other than that, it's been a cold, cold.
Oh, my. Monty, you can come visit us if you want to and just stay for a while.
The trouble is, I couldn't get out. I had no way of getting out. The car was all snowed. I couldn't get out of the garage. It was so thick. And on top of that was all the ice. All of our trees here in the yard have been just littered down because of the ice that we had. Terrible with the trees.
Yes, it is.
Thurston County really got clobbered. They had over 2,000 extra people. Well, I shouldn't say just Thurston County, but Puget Sound Energy. And it's been terrible. I've never experienced this in my life here in Washington like this. But anyhow, it's just a freak thing. You know, it happens probably every 10, 20 years.
Amanda, do you have a cell phone?
Yes, but I'm out. It's so far in the country that I have an Apple. My son Roman bought me an iPad, an Apple phone, and I'm so far out away from the towers that Verizon had to send me my regular cell phone would work, but my Apple won't work, and I got rid of the old one, and they have to give me a what's called a booster. It's like my own little cell tower here in the house. The only way it works is through power. When there's no power, my cell phone don't work.
Monty, where in the world do you live?
I live south of Olympia, but I'm caught right in between two major cell towers that service the area.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the Apple iPhone takes so much more data, it takes more to run it. So when my power's down, I'm down. And my phone line went out, everything. I was just dead. The only way I've been able to catch up with a little bit of the program this week and from last week, and that is on the going to Steve's site and listening to it again. But
my
I'm
goodness.
Here.
Wow, glad to have you back. I've been very concerned.
Was I.
I thought I was going to have to drive down there and find out what happened to you.
No, that's okay.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're glad to have Monty back after being so snowed in. I hope it's over. I know our electricity keeps going off and on and off and on with the wind. So, wow, we have a lot of people on the call this morning. Let's have a real quick, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Mary Lou from Surprise, Arizona.
Steve, Sandy, Utah. And turn off the dings, if you will.
Okay, thanks.
Nancy in Houston.
Margaret in Tennessee.
Linda in Lakewood.
Hey, Nancy.
And Liz in Olympia.
Also been snowed in a lot.
Yep.
Anyone else want to speak up?
Linda and Incline.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Erin Eastwood in Cleveland. We have a lot of snow, too, but we're used to it.
Anyone else want to speak up? Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Washington snow, eastern Washington snow is different. Western is different than eastern. It gets heavier and icier and just rips the branches right off the trees, if not the tree, whole tree. They just snap right off the trees and land on power lines and everything else. Mac and Pat had a tree on the top of their roof. When they got home. Well, here's a nice slide for you. Mary Lou sent to me. It says, in case you can't read it very well, the top prescription is for your arthritis, but it may cause a heart attack. The second prescription should prevent a heart attack, but could damage your liver. The third should prevent liver trouble, but it may destroy your spleen. The fourth protects the spleen, but has been known to eat away at the prostate. The fifth, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how people are living today. So we've got to get information out. A lot of these problems are basis, as we've been talking about, chronic inflammation. And so I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. But before, that will be our theme again today. But before we do that, I want to be sure that if there's anyone who has an aha, something fantastic and different has happened on the program, I'd like you to speak up and share about it, what's been happening, if you haven't had a chance to do so before. Or if you're new, I'd like to hear you on you coming to the program. There must be new people on here. There's so many. Okay. Your turn is over. You have to speak up quickly here. So, this is a mainstream media not getting out the information. So we've been talking, and this is what we're focusing on, is a 10-point perfect day, because we want to have control of what we eat and have control of our health. And we can only control that if we control what we eat and what we do. The 10 points are the PIMAG water, your 8 glasses a day, 8 ounce servings, and that depends on your weight. And so if you're heavier, you need more. Or bigger. Sleep system, get great adequate sleep on the NECAN sleep system. Exercise, if it should be that you're on the phone and you don't have a NECAN sleep system yet, get the day pack and you'll have a big king seat and you can sleep on that. That's what I travel with, until you can get your sleep system pack. But that's the goal, is to get that wellness home. Exercise 30 minutes a day, and down through here I have maybe you do it all at one time, but also there are recommendations of doing it some in bits. I like doing them before a meal because I think it increases my metabolism, and then right before bed, so that then my body can be burning up calories while I'm going to sleep. So there are the nutritionals we use. We'll be discussing those in a little bit of detail on a different slide. And journaling, and we've talked about that quite a bit on some of the other calls with some of the other leaders that lead on the different days. And journaling is not just what you eat and all that. That's a good thing to put down, because you want to what you eat particularly, and what you how you feel, because then if you realize that you're going uphill and feeling better, or downhill and feeling worse, then you want to check and see, what did you eat on that day? How come you feel better on one day than you did on the other? And you'll be able to check that out if you flip the page over after you print this out from the Why Be Hurtin' website and keep some notes on it. Okay, and so then you balance your meals, and we have the charts, some charts to help you with picking anti-inflammatory foods to eat, and so that you can avoid the chronic disease epidemics that are affecting so many people, like down here in cancer now, 1 out of 2 are affected. We don't want to be part of these statistics of any of these kinds. And so it's our goal to help ourselves to stay healthy, help ourselves to stay very mobile, alert, mind alert, et cetera, and instead of heading this direction. Hey, can you guys see this little pointer? Do you see my little pointer on the screen? Mm-hmm. With the desktop, I don't get the little red dot, but you can see my little pointer?
Yes. It's not a red dot. No.
But it's my little pointer you can see.
Yeah. It's a little square, like you're trying to make your picture bigger.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks. We have a mission. If you're copying, you can star 6. If you have noise, star 6, please. And then when you want to talk, you star 6 again to unmute. We have a mission to reverse these disease statistics, and that's what these pages, these are the buildings that they have all these support centers, because they have so many epidemics of chronic disease, and that's where we'll all end up if we don't control what we're doing. So many people have been just sticking their heads in the sand and don't want to change what they do, and that will probably always be some of those. But we've got to pull our heads out of the sand and make a difference, and make a difference with other people by sharing with them. Okay, so what is inflammation? This is a 3-minute slide here. I made it in about 3 minutes because mine got whisked away last night when the power went away again. So there are basically two different kinds of inflammation. Acute, which is what we need. We need to have inflammation, inflammatory responses. That is, say you get a injury, and then you have some bacteria gets in the wound or something, here come the immune cells, and you know all about that. But what I didn't realize is these are really fat immune cells, and they kind of makes the swelling happen. And they also find out that there's more bacteria than they can handle, because they're all stationed all wrapped through our body. All over the world is I'll not go into that. They're stationed all over in the different parts of our body. And when they find that there is a bacteria, a virus or something there, they're going to summon up and secrete these cytokines. And so the cytokines are going to go into the bloodstream and go all over the body and tell everybody, get over here, we've got a war over here to fight. And so then they all come to the site of the injury, the response to the wound, and come over there to fight off the invaders. And so then that the same thing happens when there is a common cold. That would be another response type of inflammatory response. This is these are what cause the inflammation, is a cytokines. And so when you have congestion and a runny nose and eyes and fatigue, and they're the side effects of the inflammatory cytokines circulating throughout the body. And they're not, you know, we always think that's caused by the cold and the bacteria and everything, but it's not. It's caused by the inflammation from the immune system. And actually, when you have a flu, and you have the body produces massive amounts of these inflammatory cytokines, then you have severe headache, and you have all the flu symptoms that are much more are worse. And then if you have a pandemic type of a flu, such as a bird flu or swine flu or something like that, it's not the flu that really kills you off. It's these all the cytokines. Inflammatory cytokines destroy the body in the process of trying to fight the flu virus. But you know that the inflammatory immune response is necessary to prevent the flu. But the thing we want to do is quiet down the cytokines without doing anything to the immune cells. And that's what we can do with our diet. And so they know that like echinacea will help, but we have and then the people that have been eating acidic diet are going to have a lot more of this than the people who are eating an alkaline diet. And the alkaline diet will quiet these guys down. So but then they have another type of inflammatory response down here at the bottom of the page, and there are three chronic inflammatory type. And these are where the problem really comes in. First is the osteoarthritis, which when you have damage the joint in your, have damage in the cartilage in your joint. And so that sets up. The immune cells immediately discover the damage, and then they go to try to fix it. And when they are unsuccessful, because they can't just fix up the damage to the cartilage, then they secrete some more cytokines. And so that's what causes the redness and the swelling and the pain. Now, I don't know how, but we know that that our magnetic products really fix that, right? We've seen that over and over, but I want to read and see if I can find out why we can put some magnetic energy in those areas and it makes such a difference. Why? Anybody know?
Well, Ruth, wouldn't it have to do with the magnets causes your blood to circulate better?
I'm sure it does, but I'm not sure how that then. Maybe that floats off some of the cytokines. I don't know.
You know
I haven't studied that far.
If you use magnets and your blood is full of stuff that's not all that great, you may not see as dramatic results
with magic as opposed to somebody who's being careful about how they eat.
That is a very good observation. I didn't think about that. That's probably true. That seems logical. Good point. So, yeah, so we see that it decreases when we use a magnetic energy. So here we are, and what if we hurt our knee, or then we have the other type of inflammation is atherosclerosis. And that's the buildup of the cytokines as they're in the, trying to get rid of some of the fat in the blood vessels. And they become kind of like a foam pack in there and hang onto the wall as a fatty streak that's the beginning of the atherosclerosis. And then they fill it up with the immune cells, fill it up by secreting more inflammatory cytokines in the blood vessels. And so there you go. And then it can break off and float around like a clot and clog up somewhere in the brain or in the heart. And or maybe if it's built up in the heart, then you have either a brain, a stroke, or a heart attack. So that's somebody's got some noise going there. You're moving something by your phone. Please start. Six. Thank you. So, that third type is the food sensitivities. And that's an interesting one because in our intestines where we're supposed to be absorbing different kinds of our nutrients, absorption sometimes is a problem for us. They have the immune system lines up the intestinal walls, really, the cells line up really close to each other to prevent the larger undigested food molecules from entering, and bacteria also from entering the body. But when some bacteria or some food particles get in through there, then the immune system comes along and attacks it, and then you build up a food sensitivity to whatever that was that got in. And so then every time you eat some of that, well, then we'll have that kind of a reaction. So the immune system has an antibody memory of those food proteins, leading to a true food allergy. So then you have to avoid that food. So I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know how that worked before. So, and then the reaction is, it can be all different kinds of things. It can be congestion, it can be headaches or joint aches or any number of kinds of systems. So now, what are we going to do about that? What about all these ways to quiet, how are you going to quiet all this inflammation? Sneak in to the rescue. First of all, if you're using Nican, and then you're going to have to follow the good program of how you're going to be eating. Here's your food charts. You want to eat an alkaline diet. Stay over here in this side of this food chart. Staying with the alkaline foods. But this morning I thought I'd like to have us talk a little bit too about what do we have with Nican that we can come to the rescue and help people to know how we're going to quiet inflammation with Nican. What are some of the things that you have seen that work? Well, we already mentioned of the magnetics.
Well, for me, it's the immune. I have dramatic results from immune and also osteodense.
Okay, but because the immune system helps you in what way, Karen?
Well, ever since I've been a child, I always had trouble with sore throats, and when I got into my early 20s, the doctors took out my tonsils and all that, and then I had infection in my eyes, my ears, everywhere, my glands. And when I was introduced to immunity, I have found that I can keep that almost totally gone. I have a sore throat right now because our auto ship hasn't been sent out, and so I don't have immunity. But when I have immunity, I just don't have sore throats.
All right. We know it works.
Yep, for me it sure does.
I know there are others on here that would certainly agree with you. And then, you mentioned the osteodense.
Well, for me, I had a severe problem with atrial fibrillation. And when I heard what osteodense does, in that it will transport the calcium that you take into your system instead of your body sloughing it off, osteodense will bring that calcium into the bone at a more efficient rate. And then it also allows the bone to release that, so that when you need calcium you need calcium every time you blink an eye or your digestion starts or your heart. And all my problems with atrial fibrillation was electrical. I forgot to tell you that if calcium's not present, you will not have that electrical spark. And so your digestion will be affected. And for me, my heart was dramatically affected. Once I started taking osteodense, I have never again ever had atrial fibrillation. Now, the reason why I'm so convinced it's the osteodense is because there's been on three different occasions where I either forgot to take it or I reduced it down dramatically, and I ended up having a episode where I didn't go into fibrillation, but my heart would begin to race. And I can tie that in. See, my pacemaker will tell you the exact day, the very time of day, and how long the episode lasts. And I can tie those in. When I go and have my pacemaker checked and they said, you have an episode on such and such day at such and such time, it correlates exactly with the time when I either forgot to take it or I diminished it. So, and I must tell you, I don't take just one a day. I take two. There was for a while I took three a day. I found that I can back down to two now. And I am beginning to think that it has done a lot of healing for my body, for my heart.
Well, you certainly did have a lot of healing from the damage that was done.
Yes.
So that is a very, very strong testimony. Thank you for sharing it.
Yes.
Okay. What else do you think might help you with? Anybody else have something to help with in inflammation rescue?
Well, you have to get good sleep. You also have to drink a lot of water. I didn't know which one there to say, so I'm saying them both.
All right.
And our PyMag water is definitely the best. And by the way, I just take. They recommend your weight, half your weight in ounces is what we should be drinking a day.
All right.
And when we sleep, it takes, we do know that we get inflammation from a lot of stress, and sleep, our Nikan sleep system, we sleep so good, and that takes away the effects that stress has on the body.
That's right, stress relief. And vice versa, if you don't get that, then that is going to be a stress, which definitely accelerates inflammation, stress does. Okay. What? One of the things, another thing, is our antioxidants. If antioxidant, I must have spelled it wrong. If our antioxidants help inflammation, what products of NECAN would give us the antioxidants?
Siaga B has the highest auric value out there of anywhere.
All right. Highest, what do I want here?
Auric.
Okay, so that is our Siaga B, and boy, that is a really Siaga. Is no water, just the highest berries in there where they have so many antioxidants get in there and quiet down that inflammation. You know, another one that I thought of is the joint. Has anybody had any results with quieting inflammation with joint?
Yeah.
Who said that?
When Carol
doesn't have it, she dies. Okay, Karen. Okay, that would be Carol. And who else has used joint that helps with the inflammation? For as many of you guys are on here, not very many are saying much. I certainly appreciate those who have.
With me, once again, joint is a major factor in my not hurting with my joints, with my knees especially.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Multivitamin. Would be also something just to cover all the bases, and then use the fruits and vegetables, getting that in what you're eating, the fresh fruits and organic vegetables. We'll cover some of the things to avoid on a different day.
Something I've never shared with you before, but a number of years ago, my eye doctor told me that it looked like I could develop macular degeneration. And he said, you need to take a good multivitamin. So I started a real good regimen with NECAN, women's multivitamin. And do you know, every time I've gone back in now, I have had no further progress on macular degeneration. So that's something that is a preventative.
Wow. So I'm glad you brought that up. I haven't heard that for that before. I've not heard that result. So watching and paying attention to what happens when you take the different supplements makes you realize how important they are.
I like the progesterol as well, Ruth, because that bergamot fruit they say is a natural statin. So I love the progesterol. I take it every day at least once.
All right. Yeah, that would be really high in antioxidants. And also supposed to help keep your blood vessels cleaned out. So that would be a major thing. Have I spelled it right?
Progesterol, I believe so. You want me to go look?
Oh, that's okay. I'm not that picky about spelling, just so you can tell what it says. You probably noticed before. I like a spell check. Okay. So let's go ahead and check on just show a couple of others. This is the best protein choices, and on here It's a kind of a guide for the amount to eat. But the important thing is to eat two-thirds of your plate with your fruits and vegetables and one-third with your proteins and your grains. Your fruits and vegetables are on next page. So these are the proteins, and we have a guide down here on the bottom. The most alkaline, you don't see any of the most alkaline. Oh, maybe the Nican body balance. I can't tell for sure. I think that might be one. For your most alkaline for your body. That's not the way the food is. It's the way that it treats your body. And then the alkaline. So you want to stay over here in these bluish colors the best that you can, especially when you're getting started on the program. Stay clear over here, and very definitely avoid these that are over here with a yellow and a yellow-green. And women would select about three of these blocks for each of their meals, so not for all day, three for each of their meals, and then one, having two snacks, one block each of these would make up your day. I did change back here, and I didn't put the snack at bedtime anymore because we'll go over how that works at one of these days if you're interested. Put your snack during the day, and I'm suggesting not to eat your snack at night if you want to keep your muscle mass, because you want to have your your growth hormone only works a little after you get just been asleep a little while. That's the only time it works. And so if your digestion and everything and having another hormone, we'll talk about that some other day. Anyway, it causes you not to keep the muscle mass that you would like to have. And for me, it also caused me not to sleep very well. Now that I've stopped having that late night snack, well, I sleep much better. I sleep much more. Okay, so here we have some acidic-causing activities down here also. And so hopefully by being more aware of this, we can at least eat better. These are the carbohydrates and fruits and vegetables and then the ones to stay away from down here, and help ourselves to stay healthier. So that's about all the time we have for today. And I thank you for joining us. And if you have anything, say, at the last minute, well, you can go ahead and do that, but I'm not going to talk too much of it anymore. So thank you for joining us, and tomorrow Monty will be leading us with kind of a wrap-up and some things that he thinks are important, and we hope that you'll be on here and share what's going on with you when Monty's leading the call tomorrow. So have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth.
I'll be on here to chat if you have anything you want to ask or talk about for another couple of minutes.
Thank you, Ruth. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Margaret.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you, Steve. Certainly appreciate Steve so much.
Great call, Ruth. Excellent.
Thank you.
This is Kathleen. Thank you especially. I am really affected with inflammation, and I didn't know a lot of this.
Well, I think having the knowledge of how it works to me makes me much more determined to know that I need to stay on it, on the diet, and then appreciate the supplements and things that we have. The thing that we have in the class I'm taking, she just doesn't even recommend supplements, but she's, you know, we have whole food supplements, and that makes a whole world of difference without a bunch of junk in them.
Go to your library and check out Dr. Sears' book on the anti-inflammation zone. You'll be amazed at how much information's in that about it.
I ordered the book, but I don't have it yet. I'm glad to hear that, Steve.
Yeah, I've got to order it, and I've also got to order the one about using tofu. He's got the soy zone for those that are tending towards wanting to be more plant-based, but still not totally vegan. It looks very interesting to me when I checked it out last fall when I was, or summer when I was trying to help my mom get her blood sugars down. It was amazing. She was running blood sugars in the mornings of between, like, up in the high 400s. And we put her on green smoothies, and she dropped 200 points within 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So just the diet that she was getting, you know, and that was just like a pint a day, but that pint a day just made all the difference in the world for her.
Did you put any fruit in it, Steve?
I would do an apple.
What do you put for greens?
I would use kale or collards or spinach or a combination of. Sometimes an apple, along with the apple, I might put a banana, some cranberries. I'd take a half a handful of cranberries and dump them in. A scoop of, instant protein, or the body balance protein.
Uh-huh.
And it would make up, in my blend test, it would make like a quart and a half with that. So, and I'd also put in one of the body balance scoops of flaxseed. Ground flaxseed.
Uh-huh.
And just I changed it up. Some days it would have kale, and some days it would have collards, and some days it would have both, and some days it would have spinach. What
uh-huh.
I learned was if you use any green consistently for more, for long periods of time, you'll actually poison your body with a buildup of that particular one thing. But if you're doing all kinds of different things, you'll do just fine.
Did you use one scoop of body balance per person?
That would make like a quart and a half, so that was, and I was only using one scoop back then. I've actually upped it to two just so that I can see if I can increase my, what I do it for me. That'll make 2 days worth of stuff. And I just make it so that I can try to get enough protein in it so that I don't get shaky. If I, it just, for whatever reason, I just get really shaky really easy.
I know I put in one scoop per person plus one egg.
Yeah, I
need the egg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting, the different things. Dr. Sears says that the eggs are probably one of the most inflammation-causing things that you can eat. But yet you were saying that Roger Drummer suggests that you use it, so I've sort of been on the fence and staying away from the egg.
I was going to look and see what it says on here, but I know I feel so much better with eggs. But I think, different people are probably different. I think they're not very bad. But I don't see where they are on here. Maybe if I look for it right.
Miss Kathleen, I use 3 scoops of protein. Because I want to get a full serving of it. I really need protein. And then
right.
I get and 2 eggs.
Wow, you have a lot of protein.
Some of us really need a lot of protein. I know myself, my wife, she'll get stiff and a lot of inflammation if she's drinking a lot of protein. But yet, the old perfect starch. But yet, myself, I never got along with the perfect start very well, but I did with the original body balance.
and I never had a problem with it, but yet she would, if she drank it every day for long periods of time, she would get the inflammation in her fibromyalgia type symptoms would really kick up. So we just learned that, with her anyway, that you just can't do the same thing every day. You got to mix it around and do all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's better not have the same thing every day. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Thanks for that reminder, because I go so crazy about kale. You know, kale blocks the thyroid, and I have a low thyroid. Got to remember to bury it.
They figure that the animals, you know, they'll go into an area and they'll just graze just a little bit in that area, then move on to someplace else. And different plant species, and they figured that that was nature's design. I can't remember what it's called, whether it's penile. I think it's penile that the spinach has in it. And I had, when I first started green smoothies, I had a green smoothie made out of spinach only for about 3 months. And by the time the 3 months was up, my feet hurt so bad from gout. Type symptoms, and I felt like I had at the back of my heel on either side, it just felt like I was on my left foot, it was felt like I was stepping down on two rivets that were sticking up in the back of my shoe. Nothing was in my shoe, but it just felt like there were two rivets in there, one on each side of the heel. And as soon as I quit doing the spinach every day, that went away.
That's good to remember, because sometimes people ask if, you know, it would be a, they think it's a bone spur, and actually it's a gout.
Yep.
The eggs are 4.5, so they're here in the alkaline side.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's in alkalize or die.
Well, maybe I won't give them such a bad rap then.
Yeah. Well, that's how Roger said, he eats 30 of them a week. Well, I can eat a few a week. I'm not going to eat 30.
Wow.
So, okay, well, I'm going to get on, and glad to talk with you on the phone here and on the call. Thanks again for joining us and for helping out there, Steve.
Andrew.
Hi, Karen.
Good to hear everybody's voice.
It is. So, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Tomorrow. Bye-bye.